I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
The Black Fat Femme Podcast is a production of iHeartRadio and Dr. John Paul, LLC. Hey, everyone. Welcome to another episode of the Black Fat Femme Podcast, where all the intersections of identity are celebrated. I am one of your hosts, John, also known as the Dr. John Paul. And I see the cost of gas and them eggs creeping back up Joe Biden playing in my face. I see you, girl. I know you know that I know. I see what you're doing. And I want to say that I'm not here for the mess. I really am not. You trying to play me and act like I don't understand that gas went from like $3.59 to $4.79 in under a month. Don't play with me. Don't play with me, Joe Biden. I'm going to stay on him too. And I'm going to say this real quick before we jump into the show. Joe Biden, I'm coming for that ass because you promised me that you was going to get rid of these loans. And now I'm seeing these little what is it, the letters that they send to remind you that your payment's about to kick back up?
Mm-hmm. No.
I'm noticing them too. Joe Biden, I see you, Uncle Joe. I'm coming into this episode gassed because he keeps playing in our face. And you would think that you would think I would save this to the end of the show, but I'm coming in hot because I'm noticing it. But anyway, as you can tell, I'm feeling better. I'm on my second rounds of antibiotics and the girl is slowly getting back to herself. How are you, Queen Joho?
I was not expecting you to come out the gates like that. Like you said, fucking no man, Pam. We're going to start. We're going to kick it off
right here.
I have ignored my email that gets my loan information. Bitch, I'm like, thanks for the reminder, because I thought at this point I just thought it was deferred indefinitely. Mm-hmm. Like, that's okay.
No, they said the end of July, they want their money.
July.
Yes, girl.
Okay, well, I'm gonna go send my payment plan real quick. Oh my yes. God. And secondly, sis, I'm right there with you. I'm trying to figure out where my immune system, where it went from a baddie to a baby, because I be getting sick way more often than not, and I am over it. Like, gone are the days where, and truly, a bitch could cough on my face pre-pandemic. Yeah. A bitch could cough on my face, and I would not be fazed. Would not have given one thought about it. And these days, if I get cough on my face, bitch, the way I have to lasso my eyeballs, put soap in my nose, wash my mouth out with it, it is too much.
It's funny because I'm gonna say this and then we're gonna go ahead and intro our guest. So I had to call Kaiser. I have killer Kaiser, everybody knows that, and I had to call Kaiser to ask them about something recently, and they said, like, you know how they have that little thing that they, you know, that they play before you speak to like a representative, and it was like
jingle.
Respiratory viruses are on the rise, and it's like, no duh, girl. Like, RSV is trying to kill us.
They
what COVID is mutating and it's turning people's eyes into I was actually at the hospital. So when I went to go get my second round of antibiotics, I was at the hospital with someone who was, I would assume, was affected by that new version of COVID. And when I said that, was scary how awful their eyes looked. Like they looked like somebody busted them in both of their eyes and broke the, it was bad. Like their eyes were, sorry for triggering people on the mic, but I did want to say it is whatever, something is going around and it is getting people and y'all got to put on a mask and stay in the house.
Can we just, because now they no longer require masks.
Nope. Nowhere.
In Kaiser. And that was the last line of defense I had. I was like, thank God Kaiser still has masks. Mm-mm. And now they're gone. And people, the way people be coming in, this bitch coughing up a storm.
Yep.
Girl, you know, it is year 306 by this point.
We're going to die. You know, I keep saying that. I said, we are literally on our way out of here. And I'm doing the best that I can to stay above ground. But all that to be said, you know, we just doing the best that we can. And we're trying to make it look cute while we do it. But anyway, all that to be said, I am really excited because we have a guest joining us who has always been a friend in my head for a very long time.
And now a friend of your life.
Yes, literally a friend in my head. And so when I saw that their name was on the list to be on the show, I was like, good golly, Miss Molly, I made it to big time. So I want to say I started rocking with her when she was on the pop series, Florida Girls. That was that. Ooh. Yes, baby. I know you see. I see your shock face. Yes, girl. I was a fan back then. But since then, they have gone on to be on Insecure, Single Parents, A Black Lady Sketch Show. And now they are Harper on iCarly. I was trying to say both of those.
But they hyper as well. They're hyper as well.
Yeah. Well, anyway, I'm hyping you up, girl. You might also know her as the Scam Goddess. Yes. And I am so excited that they are here with us on the show. Miss Lacey Mosley, how is you doing, doll?
Hi, John. What an intro. Do you want to do my funeral? You should do my funeral. We all dying anyway. You got to do my funeral because that was so cute. That was really good. You, boo. And then, Jordan, I see those nails. You do my body.
Yes, I live.
Not let you down. I live.
Oh, I live. Yes. Yes. Who gonna do the body?
Okay, yeah. Okay. I need the question to be like, who did the body? Like, I need to know, not who did the body. Like, we are upset. You know, there's a difference.
The did you see her body? Who did the body, girl?
Okay,
yeah,
that's
what
I'm gonna be doing. Like, you're my funeral.
That's
I want to be posing from the side, so it's like I'm still, my face is up, but you get the ass and you get like the whole body, like. Full casket
on
the legs too.
I'm my casket, so have a cutout, have me face down, ass up, and have a cutout with my ass shoes.
Not your booty cheeks out like Prince. Just literally from the casket, booty cheeks out. I cannot deal.
I gotta put my foot on the neck one time.
Oh my god, we are starting this show off right. Oh my god, so we're gonna get to our little opener segment, as we always do, our weekly ode to Miss Tisha Campbell with our Still Here segment. And the fact that we are all still here in this world until John gives the eulogy.
Yes.
Well, because I recently learned the origin of that Tisha Campbell meme, and I was like, oh, okay, she was really talking to her truth, and we was laughing. I'm sorry, it's still funny, but I'm like, sis, I try to have a little moment of like,
yeah. It is, right. I respect the hustle. However, it is funny. Yeah, and funny is funny. And that is why this segment is called Still Here. It is funny.
But for this week, Still Here, since we're going to talk a lot about character this week, I want to begin by asking all of us here, what is the most out of character thing you have done, and what Maya brought out of you? Reminder, it doesn't have to be anything bad, but if it is and it's juicy, you let us know. Kick off, and then I'll pass it to Lacey, and then we'll pass it to John.
Yeah.
So for me, and I shared this recently, but now I feel like anyone who spells my name Jordon actually knows who I am and is just fucking with me. Lacey, I'll limit to the story. Typically, at work, I will get an email maybe once in a blue moon with my name spelled Jordon. My name is Jordan, Jordan. And so usually I like let it go. Water off a duck's back, as Jake Monsoon says. But in the past 2 months, I have been getting multiple repeated emails, sometimes from the same person, after I sign my name, after I respond to them with my name in there, that will just say J-O-R-D-O-N. And so someone reposts on Instagram, right? Like, my name is in the email, my name is in the email, and it's like this whole long thing, right? And I'm live, laugh, loving it because relatable content. So I got a whole story rant about how people spell my name wrong, and I'm so mad about it. And so now,
episode 42.
Fast forward. Thank you. Come on. Come on. Like,
episode 42.
Fast forward to
me. Yes, okay. Yes. Fast forward 42. To me last month at Glossier, getting my lip gloss on. I was like, I'm gonna get some lip gloss. I'm gonna get two packs today because lip gloss is always popping. And this girl, bless her soul. For those who don't know, at Glossier, you have to give your name first before, and then you pay for it, and then they come out and bring you back out to you. So this girl says, "What's your name?" And I say, "Jordan." And in front of my face, she spells it J-O-R-D-O-N. And immediately, my gut reaction is, "Are you fucking with me?"
Yeah.
And she says, "Excuse me?" And I said, "Do you follow me?" And she was like, "What do you mean?" And I was like, "On Instagram, do you follow me?" Me acting like, "Do you know who I am?"
You had a moment. And it's okay.
Like,
it's
I said,
okay.
"Like, I'm some actual influencer somewhere. Do you know who I am?" This girl had no idea who I was whatsoever. She just said, "My name is spelled J-O-R-D-O-N." But I reeled into her like I'm a real ass influencer or a famous bitch. And I was like, wow, that was so out character for me. But
I want to know, like, can our listeners tell us, are there people out there who spell their name that way?
Because
I just want to know. Yes, I just want to know if I'm right or wrong.
I have to tell you, because I went to a coffee shop last week and the guy who was out was actually Jordan, and I just said, "How do you spell your name?" And he said, "Obviously with an A." And I was I was like, "Thanks." I was like, "Thanks, Sam." His first thing he said was, "Yeah, I know why people spell with an L. That's just dumb." And I was like, "It's like, you see me. Do you also follow me on Instagram too, bro?"
Yeah, because you have to know. You have
you
to know.
We know each other.
You've seen this before. Anyway, so that's how I was out of character. Lazy, how about you?
Oh my goodness. Okay, so the first thing that came to mind was like, the last time I like cursed people out in public, but then I was like, is that out of character? Like, I'm a Cancer and there's also Aries in my moon. Like, I don't know. I cussing people out is maybe not as out of character for me as I thought. I'm very good at it. I've taken like 6 years of improv. I've been doing improv for like 10 years straight for free because I'm in a cult. And so it's like, I can fucking rip you to shreds real quick. Yes and, bitch.
Yes and, bitch. Yes.
I don't make a habit of like coming out of character like that. But okay, so this is what I'm going to say. So I remember one time I was in Texas. This had to be maybe like, oh God, it's more recent than that it makes it more embarrassing how recent it is. I would say maybe like 2 years ago.
Okay.
But I just like, I'm a Black woman in America. I have dark skin. And so people just automatically assume I don't deserve things. It literally happens everywhere I go. I just took a red eye back from New York City and I was like flying first class, like the Delta One, like bed shit, whatever. And of course I go up, this white woman tries to get in front of me and the guy's like, "Hold on 1 second, I have to take care of her." And I was like, "I'm Delta One." Like the care, like, "No. I'm sick of this shit.
Get your ass to the back."
Then he looked at her shit. And her shit, he was like, "Oh, ma'am, we haven't even started calling your group yet." So this bitch, who hasn't even been called. And she was stepping in front of my Black ass. I was absolutely not, because damn, can't try
time.
Because I got in the business class line to go up through the little thing. I got clear, but it looked shorter to go through business class. This little old man yelled at me like, "You got to get in this line." And then for a second, I don't know why, I got in the line. And then I saw these white people going up where I was supposed to be going. I was like, "Wait a goddamn minute." And I went up there. I almost kicked that old man in his chest. So I was already angry. So then when they did that, I was like, "I'm Delta One. I'm sorry." And then like they let me through, right? So then I get on the plane. This is a Black lady. I'm like, "Hey, where's 7C? Like, I need to sit down. You know, I don't know which side of the plane, because it's a big plane. So I'm like, which side of the plane do I need to get on?" Because you know, if you're leaving a big ass plane like that from JFK, if you go on the wrong side, unless you're about to do that jungle gym and, you know, Dora the Explorer your way over to the other side, you're stuck.
Yes.
So I'm trying to make sure I'm not interrupting the flow of traffic. Mm-hmm. So this lady, she was like, "Oh yeah, down that way." And I was like, "Okay." I go down that way. It's A and B. I was like,
Here we go.
Did you not look at the ticket when I said C? You just thought I was in row C, like in the back of the fucking plane, bitch. Like, fuck you. So then the white man who's sitting there, I was like, I'm so sorry, Mr. White Man, but they don't think I deserve to be in first class. So they told me to go on the wrong side. Do you mind if I come over you?
Oh my God.
He started cracking up. He was like,
Sometimes, you know, I'll say this not to cut you off, but sometimes you have to like call it the way that it is when you see it, because it that's the only way you can make sense of what's happening in that moment. So I love that you did that.
So oh my all of God. This to say, like, obviously in this moment, this is like yesterday. So I'm more evolved than I was 2 years ago. But 2 years ago, I got to the point of bad customer service and just I was so tired of being treated like terrible that I was like, what can I do to like make myself seem like I deserve more things? Like, I used to go to if I had to go to the ER, honey, I was bringing a Chanel bag. Like, I was looking like, I'm an expensive black. I'll sue you. Like, whatever it takes, right?
Stop.
I've literally lectured nurses at 3 a.m. when they didn't want to give me pain medicine. And I was like, what is your name? Actually, don't worry about it because there's logs. So I'm just going to make sure we get that down, that you denied me my health care. Because, you know, black women are like, the rate of mortality for us in the hospital is extremely high. So I'm just going to sue you.
Why is that me?
You start talking like that? Oh, the girls, they're like, she was like, let me go down and get the nurse Jackie. Yeah, go get the fucking pills.
You go get Jackie.
Go get nurse Jackie.
Go get her ass from the vending machine.
I am screaming. But
the end of this is, now I'll just be like, hey, no, treat me better. Like, and that's awkward, but whatever, fuck it. Like, I'm not going to eat it. But before, I used to try out different tactics. So like the purse thing, right? Or I remember, I'm too grown to have been doing this, but I needed to rent a car when I was in Texas. And I was like, okay, well, I'm not, like, I needed a good deal on it or whatever. And I was like, I'm not going to ever look white. And this rich thing isn't really working. They just think I'm fucking a rapper. British. That's the
call. Oh, yes.
So you put on a British accent.
Darling. Yes, darling. Yes.
I was like, one day I'm going to have to get an upgrade because I'm going to be here a few more days.
Upgrade.
Oh my God, babes. I'm going to be here a bit longer.
Giving
Kelly Prenny from Insecure when she when she in the
very much like, my ass was serious and what's wrong with me? So yeah, that was me out of character. I was like, why did I? And I went through with it the whole way. They gave me the keys. I went to the car. I was like, oh, this is proper nice. Thank you so much.
proper nice.
Thanks. Oh my God, I'm catching you now.
Thank you so much. You are officially one of my favorite people for sharing that story. Because
episode title, I'm Delta One. That's episode title.
The title of the episode will be I'm Delta One. But I was going to say, before I share my story, this reminds me. So shout out to our friend of the show, XD. XD, whenever he has an issue with a company, he will change his profile picture to a white person so that the company will respond. And he said, he said it always works. He said that is one of the things he does.
She said, new tactic. I got new tactic.
Yeah, if he has a problem.
Unlocked.
Yeah. Literally, if he has any problem with a company, he will go online, change his avatar, both on like his Instagram and on his Twitter. So when people Google him, they'll see a white man and they respond quicker. He said that's how he gets most of all his stuff online. I think, and I might be lying, he had a really, when he moved, he had something happen with Best Buy. And that's how he got everything resolved with Best Buy, was by switching his avatar.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, like, I won't lie. Like, I've used like my blackness in those cases sometimes. Like, I had the Sears wouldn't take back an air conditioning in college, like an air conditioning unit that I didn't need anymore because it was like hot, it was cold outside, and so they weren't taking it back or giving my money. And so I got on Twitter and I was like, Sears is robbing young black women.
I have never screamed like this in my life. I was rooting for you. We were all rooting for you.
But my mom screams like this because she thinks I'm funny.
I am literally in tears. Cry. You said Sears. You got up there like Kanye West has said, Sears does not care about black people.
They made it a consorted effort to take down young black women in college.
Young women with air conditioners. That was the target.
I am fucking screaming. So for me, I'm usually that girl that likes to, I will think stuff in my head and I won't say anything. But recently there was this, I'm going to say woman because I don't want heat. There was a woman who came into a store And she was not white. I want to make sure I make that very clear. She was not white. She came into the store through a towel. I was at a USPS and or the UPS store. And she came in, and I guess she was, when you take stuff, so you could take stuff back to Kohl's. I don't know if you all know that, but when you take stuff from Amazon back to Kohl's, they just take it whatever kind of way you want to take it. But when you take it to the UPS store.
Wait, is it Amazon to Kohl's or Amazon to UPS?
So let me walk you through it. Okay. So if you buy a rug from Amazon, you can take it back to Kohl's and Kohl's will ship it for you.
K-O-H-L-S?
No question.
Kohl's Cash?
K-O-H-L-S?
Yes, Kohl's.
Okay, yeah, that's a real cheat code.
And you don't like the shirt anymore. Instead of boxing it back up and having to like figure out where you can drop it off at Amazon, you usually can just drop it off at a Kohl's and Kohl's will send the shirt back for you, boxless. Wow. Okay.
Wow.
So for our listeners who didn't know that, that's the thing. But they also have the same option at UPS. However, when you drop it off at UPS, it has to be in the original box and it has to be taped up. So I was at UPS doing something else, and there was a woman who came in with a big like carpet, and she didn't have it boxed, nor did she have tape. And so the lady was trying to explain to her, we don't have the same process that Kohl's has. You have to basically box it up and tape it yourself. So the woman buys a box, but she basically was trying to get them to give her the tape. And she literally, when I tell you this woman was about to flip this UPS upside down over this tape, and something in my spirit just like jumped out. And I said, when like she was all done screaming and having her little tantrum, I just looked at her and I said, you feel better, sis? Like, do you feel better that you just shitted all over these people's day? And I don't know what that was, but just in that moment, it just felt so good to just kind of be like, yeah, I checked her. And she just kind of looked at me and like stopped off with her unboxed carpet.
That sounds so goofy. Like imagine yelling and then not getting what you want and still having to lug this like big ass Aladdin rug out. How shameful.
And that's exactly what happened, because it was a big ass rug. And I just was kind of like, you feel better, girl? You feel good? And I could see the UPS people looking at me like, thank you so much for saying that, because I can't say that. But it's always funny to me, because I'm that girl that'll do that. I will go up and I will say what I know the cashier wants to say, because I know ain't nobody gonna check me. So that's kind of me. Like, that's just kind of one of the things I really enjoy doing. But anyway, all that to be said, we have to pay some bills. But when we get back, we are going to get into this week's segment of being a recovering people pleaser. More in a sec.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
All right. right, everybody. So this week, our conversation was inspired by your tweets, Lacey. So I was doing a little bit of digging. Yes, I am that girl. I was on my...
I was like, wow, how do they know that's like something I've been dealing with? And I'm like, oh God, okay.
Yeah. So I got on my Nancy Drew and I was putting together the show flow, and I saw the tweet about how you wanted to tell your nail tech that you didn't like all the extra she was doing to your nails, but didn't have the heart to tell her. And I was like, that is a perfect topic, because even for me, as somebody who is very much like very self-actualized and I'm really cautious about my money, there'll be times like I'll take my car to get it washed and they'll do something to it and they'll say, oh, that's an extra $20. And I don't want to be like, I didn't ask for that. Like, can you just wash my car the way that I asked you to wash my car? Like, you tried to do all this extra stuff to it. But sometimes it's something in me that's like, oh, well, they might need the extra money, so let me just go ahead and let them do it, right? I find this to be a conversation that creeps up specifically for a lot of us who are queer in conversations, because throughout our lives, we're constantly having to please people based on our identity. And so I wanted to have this conversation with you. I know you're an actress, and I know that you are in and out of different minds and stories and things of that nature. And so I wanted to kind of ask you, kind of start this conversation by first thinking about the idea of people pleasing and like, how might that impact the way you see yourself outside of the roles that you take? So let's start there, and then we'll kind of like dive into other stuff too.
Wow, that's so funny. I mean, I did tweet this. I'm currently wearing nails that I hate. Like, you can't see them, but like, they're stickers. Like, this fucking shit she put on top of it is a sticker, and it makes me so mad because I just wanted clean, like light pink nails, and I wanted them to be shorter than this. But she's like, "This is as short as I'll go," and I'm like, "But I need a type." Like, no, okay. I've been with her for 3 years and she's the best in the game. Like, she does everybody. Chloe, Halle, J-Lo, you name it. Like, she's so good. But, like, I think she'd be taking me for a ride, which is why I don't go as often. I gotta go once every 3 weeks because she'd be taking me for a ride. When I tell you, like, these nails be costing, like just for the hands, like $200
upwards. What? Yeah. Ooh, okay.
And like, that's a lot. I'm trying to put like stones and like the only time I can get her not to do this shit is when I'm like, oh, it's for work. Like, I have to have my lesbian nails, so they have to be really, really short. It's for work. It's for work. It's for my job. And she's like, okay, if it's for work, then I'll do it. But like, if it's like my personal choice, it's like, I don't respect that.
No, suffer. Yeah.
I've asked for things and she was like, no, that'll be ugly. And I'm like, okay. She's my bully.
You just sit there like, oh, it's like a bully. Yeah, yeah.
And even this, I tried to stop it. John, I tried to stop it. And I was like, before she did the little sticker, I was like, you don't have the one I like and the rest of them don't look good. So like, let's just paint them and like keep them natural. And she was like, well, I already put the coat on for the sticker that has to happen next. And I was like, I don't want it.
Yeah.
And then you know what's funny? Like, so she does it, right? She's doing a little sticker thing or whatever. It looks like very complicated, whatever. Some lady from across the nail salon is like watching this whole process happen. So when my nails are done, I'm like, oh, I kind of like them. I hate them. And I'm like, And then this lady walks over and she was like, I saw her doing like the sticker thing or whatever. Like, can I look at your nails and like see like how it turned out? And so I show them to her and she's like, silent. She says nothing and then walks away.
I am hollering.
I love that for you.
I love that for you. She just left.
Yeah.
Hello.
Up and left.
Stop.
Oh my God. And the people pleaser, you can't just be like, oh, I'm not gonna like, I'm gonna tell her. Like, I deal with so much conflict in my life. As a performer, as someone who is their own boss, who has to like advocate for themselves, as a Black woman who has to shout, I have Delta One at people. Like, there's just too much conflict. I need a break.
Yeah.
too much conflict.
So I kind of just let it happen because I'm like, I'm tired of fighting. I fight all day long. And so when she was on maternity leave, I started going to her sister, right? Just for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Same salon. Her sister, just as good as she is. We don't have to force like having polite conversation. I ask for what I want. She gives it to me. She's never pushy. And so now I'm like, I know that she doesn't work. My nail lady now can't work Thursdays, right? But her sister does. So does the lady who does my pedicures. So I'm going to start going only on Thursday.
The work is too hard. I have to go on Thursdays now. I'm so sorry, girl. I'll never see you again.
Yeah, it's just my job. It's only available when you're not.
But, what day was that again? It's Tuesday now. Oh, same. I can't do Tuesday. So sorry about that.
Right, Tuesday, the only day I can come now that that's your off day. That's crazy.
That's crazy.
Man, that's crazy.
I don't even know how it happened like that. It's my day in Gatorade.
That's
like,
wild. Yes.
Screaming. You bring up a really good point. I think real quick, I think the one thing I hear you saying is around people pleasing, we can move on. The concept of people pleasing for a lot of us is we just are so tired of constantly always having to argue and fight with people that some days you're just like, fuck it. I'ma just sit with it. I'ma just have to just eat it because I don't have the energy to keep fighting.
And I'll take it a step further. I've recently been getting into, it's very difficult for me because I love and respect my parents and my upbringing and everything. And so it's been very difficult for me to criticize the things that have contributed to the way that I operate as an adult. And because part of me is like, as you know, someone who I ain't get it out the mud. I'm from the suburbs, but like, I'm still a Black woman. You know what I mean? So there's plenty of dirt. I got it out the garden. You know, I got it. I got out the botanicals, honey. Okay, maybe not the mud, but we were still around some dirt. Okay, it was fertilizer, but it was dirt. And like, realizing that sometimes there wasn't a lot of room or space for my emotions. I constantly felt like I had to achieve very highly to feel worthy of things. Like a lot of my life, I felt like, even with comedy, like I'm a very kind of guarded person, but you feel like you know stuff about me because I show you a little bit, or I do, you know, I'll do comedy, or I'll listen to you, or we'll have a humorous moment. And so you walk away from it feeling like you met a fun person, but in reality, you don't know shit about me. And it's like protection. And I realized it stems from the fact that I lived in a space where everything felt like the end of the world. Like, I remember one time I got a B and one of my parents was like, so do you want to go to the military? And like, was serious. And I was like, bro, like what? Like, and it was just like, that was how I lived. And so I was student council president. I was class president at the same time. Then white people made me give one up because they were like, other people have to achieve things too. I was like, well, then they should have fucking won the vote. I don't know what to tell you. That's what I should have said. But I kept the one with the speech, but...
Right.
But, like, cheerleader, ran track, like, everything. Like, because that was the only way I could get out of my house. So I was sheltered, and I never felt like there was a lot of room for me to be... like, to have emotions. Like, so many times if I was upset about something, I was told to get over it or fix my face or smile or whatever. So then that became something ingrained in my personality as an adult that I'm slowly now systematically debunking or, like, you know, breaking apart, where it's like, I deserve my money. Like you were talking about with the car wash, John. Like, I deserve my money. I don't need to overtip. I don't need to pay you extra. I don't need to pay for shit that I don't fucking want and I don't fucking like. And it's hard. I'm not there yet. But I am slowly, like each day, taking away something that I was doing to try to make myself feel worthy to other people when in reality... a lot of times when you say yes, when you mean no, you're just saying no to yourself. And like, why am I denying myself all the time? So, like, I think the people-pleasing thing comes from that. It's like, you want to be liked. You want everything to be copacetic. I'm very much a high-alert person. Like, I'm always looking around, like, is somebody mad? Does their face look weird? Has the energy changed? Like, I'm afraid all the time. And
drag
realizing
me,
that,
please.
Yeah.
Continue to keep dragging me. I really appreciate you.
But that's the fear. That's where it comes from. It's like, you're afraid that your safety is in jeopardy. And for us, as, like, queer people, as, you know, people of color, you know, as people who don't identify in the same spaces as, like, you know, as many people in this country, that is a real threat. So we're constantly on high alert in different ways for that threat and trying to ingratiate ourselves in this fucked up society in a way that makes people like us more, maybe like not try to kill us. So it's like, it does, it stems a little deeper. So I was like, once I figured that out, I was like, all right, bet. Now I know where it comes from. Now I can start to fix it. Because I do think as an adult, you're responsible for your own healing. Like, yeah, you need to figure out where it comes from so you can assess it and address it, but it is still your responsibility. You can't punt it to anybody else once you're an adult.
Ooh, baby.
You said a word.
Say that.
You said a word.
Oh, I love, love, love this topic. And I appreciate you so much, Lacey, for like, for bringing up the idea of likability, because I always think about how much respectability and likability play into this, and how much mm-hmm. we are taught to shrink ourselves as mm-hmm. like us shrinking is the shrinking or taking up less space is the ultimate form of people pleasing mm-hmm. is how I see it. And like Lacey, the nail tech is relatable content to me because the first time
I had the nails. Your girls are fantastic.
Okay, no, but the first time I got acrylics, I had asked for stiletto nails, and Miss Thing gave me hubcaps, and the way she was like the way she was like, do you love it? And I was like, no. Yes. And she did this little like cosmic flare, give me a whole solar system on my fingers in the fucking shape of a tablet. Like the way my mom was like, Jordan, if you didn't like them, then like why'd you say yes?
You should have just
Deborah, you come here every week. If I said no, Deborah, I don't like your ungrateful ass son who was like, man, fuck you, bitch, for these damn nails. So I just like, no, it's totally okay. So I thank you so much for that, because I'm like, I feel seen in this moment. And as he would not do.
We're here. And Jordan, I'm gonna take it a step further with you with the nails, because I think this is so weird, and maybe it's just a specific exercise for us and people pleasing, but like nails are also like, they're not permanent, but when you get an acrylic, or if you get a gel X or something that's like fused to your nail and it's not the right way. Uh-huh. Yeah. It's not like they can just like take the acetone and wipe it off and fix it. You're going to be there for another hour if you demand that they fix it.
Yes. Yes.
Or, I've been in a situation where I got my nails done and the girl didn't know. So there, I don't know if you've all seen, but that new, what is it called? It's like a two-tone. It's a chrome. They have to put the chrome on. They have to like, they use like a Q-tip and they put the chrome on, and then they have to like seal it, and then you have to put it under the machine again. Yes. And then you, well, yes. I had a girl do like mine. The magnet.
It's a chrome.
So I had a girl do mine, and it ended up not looking like when it was all said and done, I was looking at the clock. I had been there for 3 hours. I was like, I'm not sitting here for another hour for her to fix it. Right. And so I left, and I was just like, oh, you know, I'll get over it. In my mind, I'm going, I'll get over it. I got home and my husband said, what happened to your nails? And I was like, ah, shit, I gotta go back. So like, so it's one of those things that you know that you can't ignore because someone else saw it. That's the other thing people don't take into consideration too. Like now you gotta go back and sit at the nail tech place for another hour and a half for them to fix it, you know? Mm-hmm. So.
But they've been a good reminder. Looking at these ugly ass nails on my journey, I've been like, yeah, I'm gonna stand up for myself. Like, I won't let this happen to me ever again.
I won't let this happen.
It's so trivial, but I'm like, it's such a representation of my entire life. Like money, like how many people in my family or friends that I give money to, how many trips that I pay for, like how much, like why don't I respect the hard work that I fucking did to get where I'm at? Like
I was just saying your point about it being trivial, like. Why is it trivial to know that you deserve something nice to do for yourself? Like, why is it trivial to like to want to spoil yourself? Is how I think about it so much. And I'm also curious to ask you, like, in the moment, like in the moments where you like catch yourself people pleasing, like I'm just curious to ask, maybe in real time, like have there been moments where you have caught it and like we have caught it and stopped it, like. You know, like versus the nail tech where you just are like, it's fine. You know, like have there been moments where you're like, actually it's not fine and you need to change this?
I'm struggling to think of what, when I tell you this is very fresh, like the fact that John said he saw my tweets and was like, you know, like I'm very much at the very beginning, like they just shot the gun and we just started running the race. Ain't nobody even offering me water yet. That's how far I am in the marathon. Like,
you're like, I haven't even seen the muffin that they offer people in the marathon. No muffins, nothing.
No,
I get it.
We can still see the ribbon. We can still see the starting line.
The ribbon hasn't been cut yet. you haven't even started.
but you know what? I will say today, like I used to tip like a lot on Uber Eats. Like at least, like I talked to one of my friends, and then I was like, "What's a good tip?" Like if you, because they drove for. for like Uber Eats or DoorDash and stuff for a little while. Mm-hmm. And like, I drove for DoorDash when I moved to LA for 2 days, which was long enough for me to get like $10 from that lawsuit. And you know, I claimed it. I was like, yeah, I lost wages. I was like, I'm gonna take my $10. I was like, I'm still gonna type it in because I want it. I
know that's right.
But yeah, so I asked him, he was like, I was like, I'll be tipping like $10 because they have to like come in the building and go up. Like, that's my starting tip, like, no matter what I get. And then he was like, yeah, that's like kind of crazy. Like, you could say, like, I was like, that's my start. So it's like, that could be Chick-fil-A and like, that's like a third of the meal. And he was like, that's kind of weird. Like, you can tip 20% and that's less. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was like, cool. Oh, okay. So today I ordered some food and I was like, 20%.
Yeah, you hit the third button. Yeah.
And I mean, it's still a good tip. Like, I'll never short anyone. I worked in the service industry forever, but I've over tipped my whole life because of that. And also because like, we are a Black woman, like, people don't give you good service because they think you're not going to tip. And look, back to what you said, Jordan, just really quickly, because I know y'all are moving on to the next thing, but the question that you said about like, oh, what have you started to see yourself do? And I was like, nothing. I'm like, I'm on a healing journey. You're like, how is it going? I'm like, it's not. No way. Like, I'm talking about it right now. Like, look, I'm not gonna be a fraud. Like, I'm gonna be straight up. Like, it's sometimes you just realize some shit and you gotta get on it. You know, I just stepped on the bike. But there is a baby step moment that I just realized. I was in Joshua Tree, like, trying to find myself or some shit. Can you believe? And we had all these like people come. It was just me and my best friend. And we had all these people coming to this beautiful house. And it was just us there. She's also a Black woman. And like chefs and like yoga instructors. And we really wanted to hire like, you know, people who looked like us. Like, blah, blah, blah. And so for the most part, excellent experience. But we did have one chef who was like so bad. Like, when I tell you like so bad, it was comical. Like, he was a scammer. He put a whole thing of like garlic cloves in olive oil and he stuck it in the oven and turned the oven on so that the house would smell like garlic, even though he was not gonna cook nothing with that. He just gave the smell of things were getting cooked that were gonna taste good. Like, wild shit. The food was oversalted. It was cheap. It was not cooked very well. And I was so angry. And
you fucking with my food. It's a different situation.
You know, we done paid you. We done already up front. Paid you up front.
Private chefs are not cheap. I know that. Yeah.
And then Joshua Tree, come on now.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Were they going to travel for it?
Right.
Bitch, I know. Ooh.
Okay. So then we do this whole thing. I'm like, oh, I'm seething, but I'm like, I'm gonna stand up for myself. So I tipped him 20% in cash, but when I put the cash in his hand, I said that food was really salty and overcooked and it wasn't good and you should work on your menu.
Sometimes people need to know. Sometimes people need to know.
I tipped him 20%.
I hope you say it just like that, though, too. Your food was never salted. You need to change your menu. Here's your money, but just know you ain't shit.
Just know it was... that it was
even
awful.
Even worse, he was like, Hotepi. Like, we were there at the counter when he was cooking. And I was like, hey, like, vibes-wise, it's cool if we, like, we'll go into another room or we'll go do some other stuff. But my friend, I could tell, wanted to watch him cook and, like, talk to him. But I was like, if you need to be alone while you do this, we'll go somewhere else. And he's like, no, I love this. I love the company. And so I'm like, okay. So we sit at this countertop and watch him cook. And then for some reason, I don't even know how we got to this subject, but he starts talking about Lizzo. And, you know, he started talking about her weight. Mm-hmm. And I literally was like, hey, I'm not fat phobic. And like, we can just move it along. Like, we can move the conversation along. And I think he thought, because my friend like booked everything, that she was the one who paid for everything. I paid for everything, but I can give beta energy when I want to, just to see how people will treat me. So he was like, I asked him to move on from that fucking conversation 4 fucking times. And he kept talking about it. Oh, it's about health. Oh, it's about this. And I was like, you're not going to fat shame a Black woman. Like, she's healthy. I was like, she can play the flute on stage and twerk and dance. I'm sure she could run circles around your ass. Okay, so like, what are you talking about? But I'm like, also, you're in my space making me uncomfortable saying things that are fucked up. And like, so also, like, I think that handshake moment with the cash was also me being like, yeah, I paid for all of this. You suck.
Ooh, yes. Let him know.
Now, next
let
time,
him know.
I won't give him money.
You can't even cook garlic, bitch.
Like, yeah.
I'll be like, get your ass out of here, and I'll throw the pan at him.
Not the hot pan, not you giving. Well, who is it?
Hot grits, Tyler Perry.
The grits, hot grits.
I'm gonna jump from one extreme to the other. I'm going full Tyler Perry hot grits.
Oh God, no!
One really bad wig that me and all of my friends and family will share. I'm getting justice.
Oh, the wig. Oh, somebody call Halle Berry. But no, all that to be said, I live. I think the one thing that I really, one of the questions that I really wanted to ask you, I was like, I gotta know this before we move on. I think one of the biggest thing is that I've been seeing is, you know, I've known that you've dealt with just basically a lot of shit in this role that you have on iCarly. And really thinking about how do you balance this notion of manifesting your own authenticity in a public figure way, and also setting boundaries, right? Like having to set boundaries on what people can come in on and where they can give their voice and things of that nature. So I just would love to know, like, for folks who might be looking to you or folks like us who are on the mic, how do you balance kind of this notion of being your authentic self and setting boundaries while also making sure that you like advocate for yourself as a Black woman?
That's a great question. It's like so multifaceted. And because I've been rambling on so much, I'm going to try to give you the most succinct answers possible.
You're good, baby. You're
amazing. I'm like, I'm talking so much on this podcast.
You are No, you're not. If we got to go 2 hours, the niggas is going to listen for 2 hours.
The way I have not laughed this hard in so long.
I have not laughed this
hard. I love you guys. Because yes, you're literally doing the figure. I'm like, oh no. And you're like, no, you're fine. No,
you're so good.
We're all just trying to please each other. In
right.
This.
We are. Like, you're fine. You're beautiful. So John, you're doing so great.
You stop people pleasing? Never.
Jordan, you're doing so great. I love that painting in the back of the wall.
Oh my God. We're all pleasing each other. I live.
But honestly, I love that. Those are best friends. But I would say that, one, I learned very early on that my personal business, like, I know that some people, like, it's funny because, like, there's some people who use like radical honesty, and I'm not even going to call it radical honesty because I think it's a little toxic. It's like just using every part of their personal life to like gain traction or like followers or like clicks or like views or whatever, and just basically exposing everything about themselves in the interest of like attracting voyeurs and nosy people. Mm-hmm. And me as a nosy, like, it be working, you know?
Not me as a nosy. Me as a nosy?
I identify as a nosy. Like,
yes. I, too, identify as a nosy. I know people's business, honey.
Right. I'm like, you wildin', but continue.
Okay. It's relatable.
Relatable content.
I'm just privy to all information. I'm like, you crazy, but go on.
Yeah,
go
on. You should really stop, but don't. But I've learned, like, that's not my vibe. So I don't share things that are deeply personal to me. It's very rare that I'll share something that is personal to me, just because, like, that's for me and for my family, and that's, like, my real life, and that's how I can kind of separate my life, because... Mm-hmm. In this business, especially now where parasocial relationships have become so strong, and such an easy way for people to create a false sense of relationship and security between the consumer and the seller. And what I mean by that is, like, on podcasts, I joke about this all the time on Scam Goddess. Like, I do this whole bit in the beginning where I'll, like, do, like, call and response. I'll be like, how was y'all day? Oh, that's wild. Which is a response that could work for anything. You could be like, I got hit by a bus. That's wild. Or like, oh, I passed my LSAT. That's wild. Like, yeah, like, great. So, you know, I joke about it because it's a real thing. Like, look at Gwyneth Paltrow and all her creams and goops and stuff that she's selling to, like, upper middle class white women. Look at, like, you can literally look, like, I think one of the Hadid sisters, Bella, she just said that she stopped drinking alcohol, right? So she was like, I don't drink alcohol anymore, and I'm celebrating my 5 months sober or whatever. But that was paired with this launch of her non-alcoholic cocktail that was being sold in these Vegas restaurants. So it's like, she's telling you something somewhat personal about her life in quotes, but then also pairing it with this product that she's selling. So like, how genuine is that? Like, how, you know what I mean? Like, media literacy is on an all-time decline. Bush was right. The kids have been left behind. Like, very far behind.
I am screaming.
The kids are on Route 66, and we have
everybody's over here on the 405, and you right. over there on the 5 just by yourself. Oh my God. Crying for help.
And we ain't never picking them up. They left. Yep. We're not going back to get them. So it's like, I've learned in this business, there is this kind of manufactured thing. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times as an actor, like your goal, like when people want to be famous, like they don't realize when you're not in the business that being famous is, a lot of it is being a product. Like you become something that has garnered enough attention that now we can sell you. Like, come stand next to this purse. Come wear this outfit. Come, you know, sell things with your body so that we can all make money off of the attention that you've garnered. And a lot of ways that attention is manufactured as well. It's like, okay, we have this great publicist. We have this great studio behind you. We have all these fashion brands behind you. We're going to push you so far into the public eye that you will be recognizable. And then we are in turn going to use that to sell the shit that we want to.
Yep.
So I've had this, like going on this ride from like being on TMZ and like dealing with all the racism shit and like all of that, like that thrust into a spotlight that wasn't the way that I imagined it happening. And thinking like, oh, okay, well, now I'm going to become a product. I have a marketing degree. I was like, fuck yeah, all right, whatever, I'll do it. I'm a scammer, I'll survive. And then, like, once that little moment was, like, done, of like, oh, you're the little racism girl, now we're moving on to something else. And not to say that I'm not working, not to say that things aren't still ascending in my career, but that, like, weird media moment, I realized, like, I can't get caught up in what other people think of me, what other people want me to be. Like, I went to Joshua Tree, thought I was gonna find myself, didn't. It wasn't until I went to New York to actually take care of my cousin who had like a random like whole like hospital scare thing, that I was in New York. I saw Titanic, which is amazing if you can see it.
Yes.
So fun. It's basically That's a camp cool. version, like musical of like the Celine Dion impressionist retelling the Titanic movie, and it's so funny and everyone is so good in it, and I'm not even lying, like, it was, this is not even an endorsement, like, it's just was fucking amazing. And I went to see it by myself, and I saw all of these Broadway actors, like, or theater actors, right, you know, this is off Broadway, but still, these motherfuckers are
they're trained down. Yeah, they are trained.
Okay, yes. And as somebody who's peddled my little songbook around New York City, honey, a stranger in white in a car, like, once on the silent, like, listen,
yes,
so
tap lit,
but so I respect it. But they were so fucking happy and like really enjoying every moment of it, and it reminded me of the reason why I started doing this was to get joy and to bring joy. So I can't let people tamp that down. I just make shit that I think is fun and I release it into the world, and then it's not mine anymore. And I think that that's, we all have to find the joy in what we do, and it's really hard when the joy is attached to capitalism. So you have to find the balance. Like, yeah, slang your shit, but don't let that shit make you.
Like, what's her name say in the Players Club? She said, "Make that money, don't let it make you."
Not me quoting the Players Club.
You quoted the Players Club.
She wasn't wrong. She was not wrong. Did she pull out that gun? Is that what happened?
Ebony did get shot. Ebony did get shot. Yeah, Ebony.
But she had bars before that. Before she got shot,
she had bars.
Yeah, poor thing.
Oh my God.
But
thank you. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead.
I'm not trying to please you. You go ahead.
Oh, the last quick thing I was going to say about this, because I've been talking for so long, is that I will say that when all the TMZ racism stuff was happening, blah, 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 I was doing a lot of interviews and like doing a lot of PR and stuff. And I remember I got to the end of a PR run, maybe my second one, and somebody asked me like a bunch of questions I'd already been asked. That always happens, whatever. But then they asked me like, you know, like getting this job as Harper and iCarly, like, what does that mean for like Black women and queer women? And I don't know, it just broke me. And I was like, do you ask like Sydney Sweeney what it means for like white women to, for her to have a job? do you ask Jason Bateman if white men identify with him on the street? I was like, you're essentially asking me if, like, when I sign my W-2s, do I think about Harriet Tubman? Like, what is this question? Let's talk about the work that I'm doing. Let's talk about the book that I'm writing. Let's talk about, like, me, not, like, the shell of a clickbait story. So, yeah, it's a lot of, like, finding yourself and, like, realizing that you can't tap into that shit too deep.
I fucks with it wholeheartedly. I really do. And I think I will say before we run off to our second break, I think the one thing I will say is thank you for being as candid as you are about where you are in your own journey. Because I think even though I wouldn't, like, I try to tell people, because I have friends who will say, oh, you're famous, or people know you. And I'm like, fame, whatever. Fame is not something I've always aspired for or looked for. But I do recognize that in notoriety, there becomes these things that people make up in their head about you and who you are, and even how to be your friend or how to get close to you and all of that. And I love that you were so upfront with us just about how your mind moves and how your mind thinks. And yeah, I'm just very much very, very grateful for you sharing that. But yeah.
Lacey, I feel like this is just, I think everything you shared has been so, I mean, to John's point, has been so special, but also the way that you dropped some real gems in this, and you were being so truthful and honest about the idea of being a product in capitalism while also being really funny with it. Like, everything you shared has just been so, so amazing. And I'm so thankful that we've gotten a chance to speak with you for this segment. We are going to take a break because while we are getting over people pleasing, we do have to please our advertisers still.
Hello.
So y'all going to listen to them and then we'll come back with Lacey for our next segment, What's On Your Plate. We'll be right back in a moment.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
There's a lot happening these days, but I have just the thing to get you up to speed on what matters without taking too much of your time. The 7 from the Washington Post is a podcast that gives you the 7 most important and interesting stories, and we always try to save room for something fun. You get it all in about 7 minutes or less. I'm Hannah Jewell. I'll get you caught up with the 7 every weekday. So follow the 7 right now.
Okay, y'all, we're going to do something different today what's on your plate. We're going to keep it light and fun, just for funsies. I'm going to do some rapid-fire questions with y'all. I'm going to throw some main dishes at y'all, and you're going to tell us what's the best side dish for it. So I'm going to throw out a main dish. It'll be Lacey, then it'll be John.
So this is basically you tested us to see how black we are. Got it.
Listen.
Takes me away.
Listen, I'm not saying that there's any. There's no right or wrong answers, but there is a wrong answer. So
is a wrong answer.
It's a game with consequences. It's a game.
Y'all ready for this? Okay. I'll throw my main dish. It'd be Lacey then John. Okay. So first dish, pot pie. Lacey,
best side dishes.
Popeye, like Popeyes? Like what?
Sorry, pot. sorry, a pot pie. A pot pie.
Oh, a pot pie.
A pot pie.
She said Popeyes? No, I'm Popeye. Sorry.
She said all the sides.
No, I'm screaming.
Okay, with a pot pie, I'm going to go with a tea, like a English breakfast, but put some bourbon in it.
Okay, John. Pie? John, how about
so,
you?
We'll my show. Husband makes it with rice, but my husband is also white. So I don't know if there's a correlation there, but he makes the pot pie with rice. It's good because like the pot pie, like with the meat and like the...
I mean, you're saying something better than I did. I said alcohol and tea. Like that was...
I'm looking like Bernie Mac.
Lacey is actually still living her British fantasy. She's still... She's like, just a pot pie with a spot of tea and a splash of bourbon.
Oh, gosh. It just crept right back on up. It's on the telly.
Listen, the British people eat like they in wartime still. Like, why are you eating tomatoes and bread sauces in the morning?
Have you ever... That didn't mean like they a Russian child.
Ever eaten pot pie with English tea on the side before? Yeah, like, have you ever? But, I just need to know.
Yes, but yes, my husband makes it with rice. Okay.
No, it's okay. It's
so
okay.
Don't feel bad, John. Don't feel bad. So your husband makes it with rice. Do you like
that
it with
was a
rice?
Tester. That's a tester one. Okay. It's okay. The real one starts now. How about a pot? Lacey, a pot roast. How about a pot roast?
Okay, a pot roast. I'm gonna go a baked sweet potato with some butter and a little bit of sea salt. You know,
okay,
yeah,
because
yeah, like it's giving a little sweetness to the saltiness. It's like very savory. You know, that's a meal that you give to your kids. Like that's a meal that you tell your kids, like pull that pot roast out the freezer and then wait till the garage coming up to pull it out.
Okay. John, how about you?
So I'm going to also go down the route of potatoes. I don't love sweet potatoes like that unless it's in a pie. So I'm going to go ahead and do mashed potatoes, but they're not just any kind of mashed potatoes. They got to have a lot of butter. I need to be able to taste the milk in them. Like, cause people don't know how to make mashed potatoes.
Yes.
Which is wild.
I'm just going to say that.
Cause it's very easy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy.
That's crazy. Wow.
And also, but, y'all don't buy them boxes of potatoes. The
if I come to your house,
spuds, the box of spuds,
get arrested.
I'm calling you out. We are too old for box potatoes. Now I get it. Everybody's got a struggle, and I respect the struggle. However, the way me and my people in my situation roll, we don't do box potatoes.
Oh, fair. Okay, so I see potatoes for both of y'all. Mm-hmm. And no greens. Ain't no greens in there. And no.
That's a lot of work.
Can we have multiple sides? Because that was not clear in the explanation of the game.
Listen, it was a choose your own adventure moment, and y'all just went to one side dish. I said throw some main dish. So what's the? You're right. I did say what's the best side dish. You're right, Nort Lacey. Mm-hmm. You got me on that
there
one.
There is no plural. Right.
Yes. So yes, and you can have multiple side dishes. Here, a new one instead. We'll do barbecue chicken. And what's barbecue chicken? I mean chicken smothered in barbecue sauce. Best side dishes. Give it to me, Lacey.
Okay, I love that you said chicken smothered in barbecue sauce because that's definitely like a, I can cook bae kind of meal. Like when you're dating and you got to cook bae and you get the fucking Sweet Baby Ray's out and the chicken in it. That ain't barbecue chicken, but I love it. I would have to put some broccolini with that because I'm classy.
Oh, broccolini.
Yeah, and I'm going to put a little garlic. It's going to be bright green and a little crunchy still, okay? It's going to be giving health. A
little bit of water.
Yeah, it's going to give health and wealth. Maybe I even juice a little lemon on it because I'm classy like that.
Ooh.
And then also with that chicken, I mean, like, you got to bust it down with another carb, I feel like.
Mac and cheese.
Yeah, a mac and cheese. Could bust or a potato, like a mashed potato situation. You know what I would do?
Mm-hmm.
Gouda mashed potatoes.
Oh.
Salt and pepper. Oh. And, you know, Gouda. Little milk and butter. Yeah, that Gouda gives it something a little different. And then that's going to offset the fact that I just smothered a piece of chicken in sauce.
A little bit of money. Yeah, you just said I got some money. Okay.
Yes. I got that. Mm-hmm. Go off. Okay, thank you. John, how about you?
So I wrote a note about potato salad is always a must with anything barbecue for me in my home, potato salad. However, not anybody can just make the potato salad. I have written about this. I am very particular about my potato salad. But yes, it has to be made a particular way for me to eat it with my barbecue. But I also appreciate you naming that barbecue is not created equally. There are a lot of people who think that they can barbecue and they can't. And I need, my barbecue has to be on the grill or I'm not touching it. So that's just me. But that's why I'm also fat. So I'm particular about my food.
I scream. Okay. Next, if you, we have two more, y'all. Next dish, blackened catfish or salmon.
I'm so glad you didn't say salmon because I would have been really upset.
Who the fuck says salmon? That's like Jordan salmon.
I'm so glad you didn't say that. You said salmon the way it's supposed to be said.
Like bon yeah. I don't know.
Salmon.
Maybe we change it. We switch it up.
Maybe advocate for salmon right now. Salmon.
If we all just start saying it, it will become
people
horrible.
Will believe it. Yes.
Salmon. Okay, think about how much our language has done for the culture. If we just start saying it, it will be true. Okay.
Tea. And starting yeah, next tea. Week, you will have BFF Salmon in stores.
Okay.
I'm new on it.
But I gotta go catfish because I'm from the South and I used to like fish and like get like fish up catfish and then we would gut them, clean them, fry them up. So Barefoot Country, I'm going catfish. And you know, with catfish, like you get some greens. Definitely gonna have some mac and cheese baked with at least four types of cheeses. And I want the corner piece, and it better be like a little brown on the little outside, okay. Just a little bit, not burnt. Yeah. Okay. And yeah. Those are definitely my sides of that. Oh, you gotta have some hot sauce, Louisiana, preferably.
Okay.
Yes.
Yes. Ooh. Okay, and John. How about you?
This is not. So I just want to pause real quick and say before we put a cute bow on this, I am starving. So this is really not helping me. But I will say that I am right there with you with the catfish. I used to be a salmon girl. I would eat salmon all the time.
Salmon?
And I think salmon. Yes.
Salmon? You see salmon?
I would eat it all the time. And I think that I kind of just, kind of the same way. I don't, do any of y'all know what Stater Brothers is?
Yes, ma'am. Mm-mm.
Stater Brothers, it's a grocery it's like a store. Ralph's. They it's have, like it's like a Ralph's. Yeah, they have this like seafood salad that I basically run myself. I eat it all the time, and it's so bomb. It's terrible for you, but I love it. But all that to say,
she loves it.
Mm. Yes, so I think that's what happened with me and salmon. But I will say with blackened catfish, it has to be with that rice, but it's not jasmine rice. What's the other one?
Basmati.
Yeah, I want some basmati rice with a little bit of like butter.
Basmati's the bad bitch of rice. Like, but the CBL okay, and left the other rice is behind. It was like, I don't know, y'all. I'm longer. I hold all the flavor.
I'm longer. I'm thicker. I take forever to cook, but it's worth it. You gotta wait for me.
My husband says he's making rice and it's basmati. I get so excited because basmati rice is that girl.
Yeah, basmati has suicide doors. Okay, she got all the bags.
Yeah, she got the Tesla and don't care about
it. Listen, Basmati was going to Tulum before it was cool. Okay,
yes, right. Yes,
yes. Basmati rice is that girl.
Okay,
I don't care what nobody says. So okay. Yeah, and the a little bit, and I would also say as a side too, you got to have some broccoli or broccolini or even asparagus. I think asparagus would do good for me.
Yeah, I like an asparagus.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Now my last one, and this one will make or break you, gumbo.
A side of gumbo? Okay, go ahead.
What's the side? And you can't say rice, because rice is
that's a given.
Okay. Okay. Gag me a bit. Gag alert. Okay. I can't say rice. Okay, with it, I'm gonna have to say okay, so it's gumbo. So we got the andouille sausage in there. We got the like maybe shrimp and
I'ma just say mine. Cornbread with the corn in it.
Damn, I was gonna okay, we different. I was not gonna say with corn in it.
I like sweet cornbread.
My
with
cornbread
the corn
has
in it.
A pinch of sugar. But there's no corn in the cornbread.
I enjoy that. That might be the whiteness in the white. That might be the 12% of whiteness that's in me. Because I did my 23andMe.
You got the government on your DNA?
I did before
maybe
I
they have it anyways.
I can't do that. Anyway. My cousins got strikes. Like we gotta whatever we can withhold, we gotta withhold, okay?
But I did it and I'm 12% white and I think that's what that is that jumps out. So that's why I like the corn in my cornbread.
okay. I'll give you that. I could do. You know, you got to do the blue cornbread that come in that blue box.
The Jiffy.
Jiffy.
The Jiffy box. Jiffy. Uh-huh. That's the one box thing I will take.
Daryl is going to text me right now. When Daryl hears, Daryl, I am so sorry. I am so sorry. My sister Darrell is going to text me and is going to say, why you let that black lady talk about Jiffy on your podcast? Because Daryl. I'm gonna be seeing her.
Jiffy gives it to you every box. They give it to every box.
The way she uses her social media to go off about Jiffy, people make it corporate. Jiffy.
She wrong about that.
Yeah, she wrong. Listen, she ain't gotta get sponsored, but I do. I will take the Jiffy.
I'll take it too. Okay? I'm gonna eat some Jiffy.
I'm saying. I will say this was a trick question, because if y'all had actually given a side dish, I would have been like, hand me over your black cards.
Okay.
You don't give a side dish. The cornbread was acceptable, but actual side dish, don't do that with gumbo.
Gumbo is the main event. Like, what are you going to exactly. dip some in it? No. Like.
Exactly. So I was like, okay. I was like, what they going to say? So that was good. Thanks for playing the game, y'all.
We did it, Joe.
We did it, Joe.
Well, with that being said, and now my mouth salivating over sweets and over cornbread and corn and all of the things, it is time for us to get into the sweet part of the show. We will be back with Yes Ma'am and No Ma'am Pam's more in a bit.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
The best conversations I have with my colleagues are the ones that happen when no one is looking, when we're not 100% sure yet what to write.
Hopefully, having conversations like this can help you figure out your own point of view. That's kind of our job as Washington Post opinions columnists. I'm Charles Lane, Deputy Opinion Editor.
And I'm Amanda Ripley, a contributing columnist. We're going to bring you into these conversations on a new podcast called Impromptu.
Follow Impromptu now, wherever you listen.
All right, everybody. So we are back. And this week, since I'm trying to keep it evergreen in our Yes Ma'am and our No Ma'am Pams, I'm just going to say this. My Yes Ma'ams and my No Ma'am Pams this week are going to be very, very, very short. I want to say Yes Ma'am to everybody who is getting their comeuppance for trying to come for us, meaning Trump, Carl Tucker, even Don Lemon. Yes, Don Lemon. Now let's talk about it. Mm-hmm. There was a time when she was not family.
Okay. And then she became Don Lemon Pepper, and I was like, yes. She started getting drunk at New Year's Eve and standing up for Black Lives. I was like, okay, yes, Don Lemon Pepper. Yes.
But there was a time.
Yeah, but
Don
before
Lemon.
That, Don was, he was
going
to stop. I'll say it. It was giving raccoon, I'll say it. Quote me.
I have never laughed like this on a show. This is episode, 44, 45, and I am literally, my throat hurts from how much I'm laughing. But yes, she was giving Don Lemon Pepper. I really want to name this episode Don Lemon Pepper. I'm just going to name it Don Lemon Pepper. That's literally
I'm
going
Delta
to be-
One Don Lemon Pepper.
I'm Delta One. Oh, but anyway, all that to be said, yes, I'm very excited to see her getting her just due too, because again, whiteness will not protect you. Now, okay, on the other end of that, my no man Pam, is I wanted to send my love and regards, so kind of a serious thing here. I wanted to send my love and regards to anyone who knew or loved Coco the doll, whose life was recently taken in Atlanta. She was a recent star of the movie Kokomo City, which I think premiered at Sundance at the top of this year. Yeah, it did really, really well. And she had so many amazing things about to pop off. I actually know people who were in her circle, and it kind of left a lot of us with this, like, what now? What does it mean for Black trans women? And so I think for me, my no man Pam is just the way that people have kind of been. We know that this stuff is happening to Black trans women, and we know that they continue to be the ones that are harmed with a lot of the rhetoric that's happening, and no one's really saying anything about it. And so I'm just kind of in this place where I'm saying, like, my no man Pam is to anyone who sees this stuff happening, who is continuing to benefit from this kind of stuff happening and not really doing anything to, like, move the needle or advocate for us. So I just want to say quickly, we can't be the only ones who are screaming to the high heavens about needing help. So
that's and the life kind of expectancy of Black trans women is 35,
and she died at 35.
That was not lost on me.
Yeah, neither was it for me. And I appreciate you knowing that. And I think that that's been the biggest thing for me. It's like I said, I see so many people who have platforms who have not said anything. And it's just getting to a place where it's like trans and non-binary people can't be the only people screaming, we deserve to live. So, guest, what are your guest ma'ams and your no man Pams for this week?
Oh, my yes ma'am. Okay, this is, like, very petty, but I love Succession, because that's, like, white empire.
Yes, it's literally the same show. It is.
It's, like, the company. Everybody's like, we want the company.
Yes, that is what.
You're not fooling me with these, like, jargon terms, these stocks and bonds. Nobody knows what the fuck y'all talking about, SEC bullshit. You know that, too. It's just like we didn't know an empire where it was, like, the record label. It's, like, the company, you know?
Yeah.
You got Lucius Lyon, you got Logan Roy. Don't play with me.
Hey people.
Okay. Yes. So my yes ma'am was to Ship Roy, who she really came up last week, because I know it's coming out next week. But she really came up last week and did her big one for the women. And I was like, yes. Yes.
And then, I'm living.
My no ma'am. Oh god, my no ma'am could be so many things happening right now.
Today was wild in news. I'm just going to say that. Like, by the time y'all hear this, it'll be probably about a week. But today was wild in news. But go on.
Okay.
My no ma'am is going to have to be Greg Abbott. He's a fucking weirdo. And I'm from Texas. And I'm so sick of his ass. I don't even know what to do. It's so disgusting and embarrassing. Are you not embarrassed?
Are you not embarrassed?
So his latest thing of trying to, like, get this white supremacist murderer off, who they recently just realized he has other kind of, like, assault allegations against children against him. He's still, like, advocating for this bullshit. And a lot of it was because of Tucker Carlson, like, egging it on. So, like, a big no man fuck you to Greg Abbott. Can't wait for you to leave the planet. We'll be so much better off. So yeah, those are my fangs, I think. Also, I will say, like, Fox News, if y'all would like me to take over Tucker Carlson's spot, I will be open to that, because he was just lying anyway. I can do good lies for y'all.
We are black. We are children of black parents. We know, if that is one thing we know how to do, we know how to lie. We definitely know how to get out of a bad situation.
I got all the fake facts. I got all the fake statistics. Okay, I think we did this today. I was like, instead of statistics, we're gonna have adjectives. Okay, I'm gonna say things like three bad. Okay, bad is now a number on my. It's gonna be on my chart. Okay, I got graphs. It's like bad, good. You know, let me come on there and lie.
Literally screaming to the top of. I'm sure my partner's in the room like, what the fuck is going on in there? Because I am screaming. But you literally said the numbers are going to just be adjectives.
Yeah, bad, good. Like, damn. I tweeted, I was like, I stoke fear like M. Night Shyamalan. Come on, let me do it. I got it.
get off my line. Lacey, get off my line. I'm not playing with you no more.
Oh my God.
An hour of this. I have never screamed at a woman like this. When my mother screams at me, it's because she loves me. Oh my goodness. Oh my God. What a moment. What a moment. This has been fun. Joho, what are your yes ma'ams and your no ma'am pams?
Oh my God.
I am dead. Ooh, I really am.
Truly. My yes ma'am is Jessica Kiki Palmer.
Yes.
For her acceptance speech for her Vanguard Award at the LGBT Centers of Los Angeles' gala, whatever the fuck you call it. Cause I really, really loved how she demonstrated the nuanced spectrum of sexuality and gender identity, and to talk about them both so openly, you know, and it's not like Kiki particularly came out and said I am this or I'm that, but like talked about I've never felt this enough or woman enough or man enough, and that she was just a little bit of everything. And I think that it's just that was like a really helpful experience, I think, for people who are not yet there, a place of acceptance and embracing of queer and trans identities. Like, what a moment that they get to understand, oh, like famous people also experience just this feeling of, oh, I didn't think about this, or I haven't been clear in who I am in this way. And so I just, right. Yes, ma'am, Pam to her. I mean, love her for so many things. Yeah. I also think about the time where she was almost not on our good side. So I'm glad that she is.
Yeah.
That we love her again.
The way that mama did a full 180.
Ooh, has kept herself there.
kept herself there. You want to talk about some good PR, honey. Okay. Whoever Ooh. Is behind her, they got her right.
You got stopped.
Yes.
So yes, ma'am, Pam, to her.
Hanjala Bassett did the thing. Yes.
They did the thing. My no ma'am Pam is just to any, my no ma'am Pam's personal this week. It's just to any non-Black people in San Diego. Because I was tabled this past weekend at a Pride in the Military Resource Fair, the San Diego Black LGBT Plus Coalition that I'm on the board of, which like I love. This is a great organization. Military is a hard thing for me, but like anyone who's queer deserves access to Pride resources.
Yeah.
So I was like, I'm happy to be here. And so we had on our booth, we had a little spin wheel where you spin for a prize. But to win the prize, you had to answer a trivia question. The trivia questions were either Black, queer, and trans TV characters or media content. Another trivia category was Black, queer, trans icons throughout history, or legislation affecting queer, Black, and trans folks in the U.S. today, or like politicians. It was one of the questions was, this show has a title Drag Race in it. So like truly low-hanging fruit, you know, low-hanging fruit. And when I tell you that nary a person could have answered the question was already enough. And then so then I'm like, how about like they answered the question wrong? And I was like, drag, it's literally just you just gotta get one more name to Drag Race and call that a good day.
When
it's just RuPaul. Like it's I was like, okay, you know what? It's fine. Just name me one queer Black or trans person. I don't even have to know who they are. It can be your friend. Bitch,
lie to me.
Be confident and lie to me if you have to. And nobody could. So San Diego non-Black folks, I'm gonna need y'all to do better.
Oh,
because
my
I just
God.
Was like, literally, we're there for 4 hours, me and my team, and we're like, we couldn't get. I was like, say Laverne Cox, say Audre Lorde, just say RuPaul, just say me, say
you, somebody.
Girl, you can literally say your cousin
Elton
Ronnie
John,
down the street. I would have been okay. Barry White. I would have been following Barry White at this point.
Somebody.
Give me somebody.
Marvin Gaye. Anybody.
Give me somebody.
I don't know, Jordan. It's giving ops because I'm sorry. RuPaul's Drag Race. It is like, obviously RuPaul is Black, but don't act like when he get on that Emmy stage, everybody else ain't white. Like, come on now.
It's giving ops.
How you don't know
that? Oh, God, don't be talking. We can't talk about the fracking. Can't talk about the fracking.
I didn't say any opinions. I'm just saying a fact. RuPaul gets up there, and then everyone else is usually quiet. So.
Yes, yes. And I will always go up for that journalist who called him out on it. And the way he tap danced and tripped all over.
Listen, he's sick of us because
he hates us.
This last crowning. He was like, okay, and in the corner we got a QR code for ACLU. Y'all scan that and shut the fuck up. And get out my mentions. We did a whole play about how they're trying to cancel drag this season, so shut the fuck up.
Yes, please. Leave us alone.
Be happy I told the future. That's what I do, bitch. I tell the future. I don't know how it's supporting people myself.
Yeah.
Ruth's like, I've been fighting my whole life. All my life I had to fight.
All my life I had to fight.
I just accept that I'm never gonna get a RuPaul's Drag Race box. Like, they are never gonna send me any promo because I know that somebody who works for World of Wonder is listening to this show and knows that every episode we seem to manage to land on RuPaul some way, shape, or form.
Hey, promotion is promotion
of the show.
Listen, no such thing as bad press. Okay, press. Okay, my hater box. I'm done.
I am never gonna be in that audience for the finale, and I've accepted it. I've just accepted that I'm never gonna get that invite.
I've been photoshopped next to him, so I'm so sorry.
I hate it here.
Next to him, but for Paramount Plus, though.
It's actually time for
me to be gay this week on Paramount Plus.
It's
again. But I do resonate with Kiki Palmer.
yes. I fucks with it. Well, this I will say, so I don't mean to offend any of our guests who have come before you, baby, but when I tell you that this episode was the one for me, I mean that with every single fiber of my body. So everybody, please send your thoughts and your feedback and your email. However this episode lands with you, to blackfatfempod@gmail.com. You can also send your thoughts via social media by interacting with us on our posts on Instagram and Twitter and all of the socials. We'd love to hear from you all. Lacey, where can the dolls find you?
Well, you guys can find me, if you wanted to see socials, D-I-V-A-L-A-C-I, Diva Lacey on all platforms. And listen to my podcast, Scam Goddess, which is, anywhere that you listen to podcasts. And it's very much comedy and then, like, also some true crime, but it's about scams, so you're not going to hear about no nice people getting murdered. So it's fun. And then iCarly, next season's out June 1st. I think I'm allowed to say that. Season 3. Pull up. We have fun things in store. It's very fun and very gay. Somehow.
I love that.
Yes.
I love that. So, Joho, where can the dolls find you?
As usual, y'all, you can find me at Joho Daniels across socials, or you can find me at Kaiser begging to get new lungs because Lacey has tired mine out today, bitch. I am wheezing and flapping everywhere. Kaiser, I need you to help a bitch out, please.
Sick. Somebody give me some new lungs. Oh my God.
Love it.
You know that's not going to happen. I'm going to tell you right now what's going to happen is they're going to put you in that long line for urgent care and they're going to hand you a sheet and basically tell you to come back tomorrow because they can't help you.
No, Jordan, you're special. They're going to get you a two-piece.
I'm gonna come in with my Chanel bag and be like, excuse me, I'm Delta One, bitch. Give me my fucking lungs. You see me in this bag, baby? It says Chanel. Okay. That's the upscale brand of Chanel. Chanel. Give me my shit.
I cannot. I hate it here. I really do. I really do. Well, anyway, y'all, as for me, you can find me all over your socials. Everyone has been resharing a clip that I had did for Fuse, and I just wanted to big up. It has nothing to do with me. It has everything to do with CeCe Toefler. If you have not watched her Fuse episode, please do. I'm advocating CeCe Toefler, for those of you who do not know, is a Black trans athlete who is really trying to get to the Olympics and is asking anybody and everybody to help them get there. And so I've been really just telling everyone, watch the episode, connect with them on social. If you have connects, do whatever you can, but we need to uplift our sis to make sure she can get to the Olympics for 2024. All that to be said, there was another note I was going to make. You should also be keeping the other trans girls on your radars, because these right-wing niggas think that they got us, and I ain't having it. That was the actual other note that I wanted to make sure that I add to. But anyways, you can find me all over social, Dr. John Paul, as well as my website, drjohnpaul.com. Lacey, this has been a blast. I really appreciate it. We want to thank our supervisors who helped make this happen, producer Rebecca Ramos and Bay Wang, and executive super producer Anna Hosnia, and everyone over at iHeartMedia. We would also like to shout out our wonderful editor, Chris Rogers, who's going to make some great magic this week, because without them, there would be no show. This has been another one. Thank you for listening. And remember that you have the right to love yourself no matter what stage of the process you are in. I love us for real. Bye.
Bye. Bye. That was great.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Do you dream of a healthier life, but education feels out of reach? Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School of Natural Health makes holistic education accessible with online programs to fit your busy schedule. Trinity School's Certified Natural Health Professional Program is the perfect entry point to gain foundational knowledge to empower yourself, your family, and your community to live healthier lives. Turn your passion into a career. Visit trinityschool.org for more info now.
Are you looking for the perfect move-in ready home this spring season? Now's the time to buy at Fisher Homes. For a limited time only, enjoy below market interest rates starting at 5.375% APR, 6.139% APR. With these exclusive lower rates, you can save hundreds on a move-in ready home and start enjoying the benefits of home ownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with one of our new home specialists at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home. Financing provided by Victory Mortgage, LLC, NMLS 461249, Equal Housing Lender.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home, where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.